Jerry Bader Show, 1036. Season 7 debut of Mad Men, Sunday night, 9 p.m. Central on AMC. We find out what's up with Don Draper. Has he got his bearings straight? What we do know, apparently, is much more of the show takes place in Los Angeles in Season 7, which is split into two seven-episode seasons this year and next year. Don is back after the agency banished him for his increasingly bizarre behavior. I don't know if he's in L.A., but there's basically two offices now for the ad agency, New York and L.A., which was setting up at the end of last season. Bi-coastal is how it's described. Really looking forward to it. It was one of the original, after The Sopranos, it was one of those original series that got the cable high-quality boom going, and then Dexter on Premium and others. Very much looking forward to it. Found this story during show prep. It was on, this is a story that National Public Radio did on their morning edition, but this is a text copy of it. There's been all of this talk, and this, you know, recently there was the gender gap day, and the White House had to admit it's just about as guilty as the private sector, where on average women make less. There's a variable that has been talked about over the years why professional women make less than professional men for the same positions. It's because they ask for less. I'm understating that just a bit and oversimplifying it just a bit. But I want to get thoughts on this, and really from women I'd like to hear, but from both men and women, and see if you buy this theory. Generally, and I'll explain it a little bit, the theory is that women aren't as good negotiators on their own behalf. That when they have an opportunity to negotiate a salary, they go low. In fact, this is the work of Emily Amanatula. She's an assistant professor of management at the University of Texas. She actually devised an experiment. In a simulation, this wasn't a real-life experience, she had men and women negotiate a starting salary for themselves. So the position is described, hypothetically, and you would assume, I don't know, but you would assume she constructed this experiment so the people in it were qualified for the positions. So then they set about negotiating for a salary, knowing that this is fictional. Women on average ask for $7,000 a year less than men when negotiating for themselves. But when asked to negotiate on behalf of a friend, they ask for just as much money as the man. So in other words, if I'm negotiating with a woman for a position and the number she asks for would be on average $7,000 lower than what a man would ask. But if she's negotiating for Jason, she'll ask for at least what Jason would ask. That women in negotiation settings actually settle for quite a bit less. Now, $7,000 depends on how much the job would pay. If it pays $500,000 a year, $7,000 is still considerable, but not dramatic. If it pays $40,000 a year to the man, $7,000 is dramatic. So why would women ask for less when it's for themselves, but not when they're negotiating for someone else? Here's what she came up with, this Amanatula, the professor. They're worried about more than the paycheck. They're managing their reputation. Women worry that pushing for more money will damage their image. Research shows they're right to be concerned. Both male and female managers are less likely to want to work with women who negotiate during a job interview. Really. That there's this built-in sexism. Both men and women managers hold it, according to this theory, that they think less of a woman who wants to negotiate her salary and are less likely to hire her. Well, they say during a job interview. I wouldn't expect anyone to negotiate during a job interview. I would expect you to negotiate, assuming it's not, you know, an assembly job or other job that just pays a flat rate, that you can negotiate based on your own skills and experience. According to this study, men and women managers would be disinclined to hire a woman who negotiates. I'm just going on my own experience here. Based on my own experience, I have never seen this phenomenon at play. Now, I have seen women who are not good negotiators, but I've seen men who are not good negotiators. I have negotiated salaries with women who are very good negotiators and got out of me as much as they possibly were going to get out of me. Pretty much hit the ceiling at what I was able to pay for the position. I've had men who have done much worse. I think I reject the notion that women are inherently poorer negotiators than men. I know women who think they are. I've seen that. And here's the other half of that. Do you really think that men and women would be less likely to hire a woman that negotiates? I never think twice. I expect everybody to negotiate. When I do hiring, it's in a situation where you can negotiate. Now, if you start at the ceiling of the opportunity that I have to present, well, I'll tell you, I can't. Or you exceed it. You're above what I can pay. I'm sorry. But I've had two recent experiences with very aggressive female negotiators. I think this is mythology. It doesn't play with my experience. If you have any thoughts on this at all, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Wouldn't mind hearing from women on this one. Women encouraged to apply. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. If not, we're on to something else. It's 1044.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.